Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. The K-State Agronomy Department recently hosted a Cover Crops Field Day near Manhattan. One of the studies discussed during the event was a 10-year study conducted by K-State Research and Extension Cropping Systems Specialist Craig Rosenboom. This week we will hear from Craig as he discusses his study. It consisted of 4 cover crop treatments in a no-till system, 2 in the winter and 2 in the summer. Craig begins by discussing the overall timing of the study.
We had 4 categories of cover crops we wanted to look at. 2 summer cover crops planted after wheat. One would be a legume and one a non-legume. And then 2 winter or fall planted cover crops, or at least cold adapted crops. Again, 1 legume and 1 non-legume. The summer non-legume has consistently been a sorghum sedan grass. On the summer legume side, it's consistently been a late maturing soybean, anywhere from a group 5-5 to a group 7-5. And both of these, sorghum sedan and the late maturing soybean, we get into the field as soon as we can after wheat harvest.
Next, Dr. Rosenboom discusses the winter cover crops, specifically the non-legume brassica species.
For the winter covers, again, a legume and a non-legume, it's been fairly consistent on the non-legume side that we've had some kind of a brassica species, so a tillage radish or daikon radish. It's tap-rooted. It can go down and mine residual nitrogen from the system and keep it in play, so to speak, so you're not losing it to volatilization or leaching, etc. The other thing about these brassicas is if you get a nice stand, they do a very nice job of out-competing weed populations and making a very nice no-till seedbed the next spring.
Finally, Craig discusses the winter legume species and some changes they had to implement due to the adaptability of the potential species.
We started out with winter peas. We decided to move away from the winter pea. Since then, it's been in clovers and for the past several years in crimson clover. And that does put, in most years, a decent amount of growth on before it goes dormant for the winter. And in some of our harsher winters, it will die out over the winter. But usually it's put on enough growth that we feel like we've gotten what we want out of it. And so that's been a nice fit for us.
That was K-State Research and Extension Cropping System Specialist Craig Rosenboom discussing his 10-year cover crop study. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.